Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Isaiah 1:17. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
The Orange Ribbon Campaign supporting the elimination of racial discrimination in our communities. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Hebrews 13:3. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Luke 4:18-19.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Terrible it will be for those who make unfair laws and those who write laws that make life hard for people. They are not fair to the poor, and they rob my people of their rights. They allow people to steal from widows and to take from orphans what really belongs to them. Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. Shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6, 8. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome you all and all the worship service at St. Matthew's, United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the lead pastor of this wonderful community of faith. How are you doing this morning? It's a wonderful day, isn't it? But it's a little bit hot, right? But I hope this hot weather reminds us God's the holy sweat. God's the holy sweat to hold us in God's breast, God's hands. The labor God made to give the life, the liveliness to us. Our God is holding us up. Doesn't matter how hot it is. God endures it. And let us remember God's holy sweat as we experience this hot weather here, so that we may find something beautiful God labors to make for us this morning in this worship hour. Amen?
Amen.
Let us worship God with all our hearts and minds and soul.
This prayer from World Vision calls us to advocacy in support of our brothers and sisters in need of our voices. Heavenly Father, you created us all in your image to be valued and loved. Give us courage not to close our eyes or hearts when we see injustice. Allow us to use the voice you gave us to speak out. We pray that you create a lens so that every life is seen as valuable, no matter where a person was born or lives, whether they are rich or poor, male or female or trans, the same as us or different. May everyone be treated with respect and dignity. For we know the value we place on what the world calls the least of these is the value we place on you. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please arise and let us sing the song, Spirit of God. The faith we sing, the Black Book, page 2117. 2117. Let us sing the Spirit of God together.
Good morning, St. Matthews. I'm Betsy Comstock, member of our mission, outreach, and advocacy team. As we kick off Advocacy Week today, Janu has asked me to say a few words about what advocacy means to me. As Christians, we're called to follow Jesus. Part of that call is to acts of mercy, giving comfort and physical care to those in need. But I believe we are also called to follow a visionary Jesus, a Jesus who reimagined what it means to be God's people. Jesus included marginalized people in his inner circle. He practiced radical nonviolence. He broke unloving laws and upended oppressive economic systems. He challenged authority to bring about a more just world for everyone. Jesus spoke truth to power. Many of you know that a few years ago, my sister Carolyn and I, became very concerned to learn that over 10% of American families are food insecure. That is, they often don't have the ability to put food on their tables. We felt called to embark on a project we called Facing Hunger in America. We interviewed one or more hunger-related organizations in each of the 50 U.S. states, and we volunteered there in whatever way was needed. We pulled weeds and emptied slug traps at community gardens. We sorted pallet loads of dented cans at food banks. We repacked bulk supplies and assisted shoppers at food pantries. And we served meals in church halls, shelters, and even in the pouring rain at a city park. We learned so much. For example, suppose my 10 fingers represent all the food assistance that it takes to help hungry people in our country. How many fingers do you think would represent the food that comes from the charitable sector? That is, from places like our First Sunday is Food Sunday donations, food pantries, and community meals. Just half of one finger. 95%, all the rest, comes from federal programs such as SNAP, food stamps, WIC, and school meals. It turns out those federal programs do the heavy lifting when it comes to getting food to hungry families, something I always remember when I advocate on behalf of hungry Americans. But one of the most powerful things I learned is that feeding people is the easy part. We all agree that people who are hungry deserve food, so people like us, we spring into action, we bring food, and we help deliver it. What is difficult is to change the conditions in our society that lead to so many families being food insecure. Families who can't afford or don't have access to healthy food, families struggling with addiction and homelessness, families who use food assistance as a way to stretch their budgets to cover medical, transportation, and housing expenses. So in addition to all those charitable and governmental food programs, my sister and I also visited 12 organizations focused on solving the conditions that lead to hunger. Organizations like Bread for the World, the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, and our own United Methodist General Board of Church and Society in Washington, D.C. These advocacy organizations are more varied and face bigger challenges than the groups that directly feed hungry people. Fixing root problems is hard. It requires long-term vision, a larger scale effort, research on what might work best, and diligence over a long time. It often requires changes to laws and policies and practices, and funders are reluctant to support efforts that might not yield successes quickly. Meanwhile, it's easier to just keep on giving food. Don't get me wrong. Feeding people until we can fix the larger problem is crucial. I work at the Open Table Food Pantry many hours every week. But I hope we don't consider those acts of charity sufficient. Every year, St. Matthew's sets aside some time to focus on advocating together for a more just society. Some years we pick a specific topic as the focus of our advocacy. This year, however, we decided to leave the choice of topic to you. There are so many important issues before our nation right now, and we think that each of you in our St. Matthew's community has your own unique and heartfelt concerns. Maybe you're most concerned about racism, or immigration, or gun violence, or care for the earth, or the health of our democracy. On this Pentecost Sunday, I remember that the Holy Spirit is with us all. Whatever the issue is that you care about most, I hope you will listen to what the Holy Spirit is calling you to say. Then sometime during this coming week, please join me in federal advocacy. We've provided all the materials you'll need on the church website and in your email today. There are 8 simple steps. I'm not going to explain them all here, but they begin and end with prayer. Note also that step 7 is sending me a selfie of yourself along with the topic of your advocacy. In 2 Sundays, Janu will bless our advocacy messages, praying that our officials will hear our voices and work with us to bring about a more just and loving world. Who can participate? Everyone, and I hope you all will. Our federal officials represent you. You don't have to be a voter. You don't have to be a citizen or an adult. In fact, I think it's especially important for young people to speak their truth to power. Ms. Lynn, do you have a message especially for our families?
Do. Good morning. I'm Lynn Osborne, and this is a message for all ages. Today is Pentecost, the day we celebrate the church's birth. And as Betsy has just explained, today also begins Advocacy Week. And the two are linked because the message of Pentecost is also the message of advocacy. For a second, put yourself back in the time of Jesus and his disciples. Remember that throughout his career and his teaching, Jesus kept reminding the leaders to help their people in need, the hungry, the poor, the homeless, the sick, the immigrants. At the same time, he was preparing his disciples to continue when he was no longer physically with them. And by now, he had ascended to his Father. The disciples were now alone as they gathered together to mark the celebration of Pentecost, a Jewish holiday. And I'm betting they were frightened out of their mind and wondering how they would carry the message of this friend that they loved so much to a world with so many people in so many countries speaking so many different languages. Suddenly, a flame touched the disciples. And I think as the flame came down to each one, it touched their minds, it touched their lips, and I'm betting it touched their hearts. And suddenly, they were able to speak in all of the different languages that they needed to be able to carry the message forward. And at that time, I think the disciples knew that the work of Jesus was now their work. It must have been very scary, but for them, with the help of the Holy Spirit who had descended with the flames, they did it. And over 2,000 years later, this community of faith that we share today and all the communities of faith worldwide are the result of those disciples who, as frightened as they were and as small as they must have felt, were able to carry that message forward. So every year we celebrate Pentecost as a reminder that it is now our work, the work of Jesus, the work of the disciples, and it is now our work. And it is our work to spread Jesus' love and concern to all in our family, in our community, and in our world. And one way we can do it is through advocacy, by urging our leaders to support laws which care for the least of these. So we're asking everyone to participate in this Federal Advocacy Week. And if you wonder whether one email, one letter, one picture, one drawing, one phone call can make a difference, it does. One small action can start the actions of many. I know you're familiar with this, many of you. One small action, and there it goes. And if it is more directed, and two small actions, so it multiplies. And this message, I think, is particularly for our children, whom I think this morning we're doing messages anyway. May we pray. Loving God, as Pentecost sent the disciples to bring Jesus' message of love and acceptance to all, keep a flame in our hearts to advocate for our brothers and sisters who need our voices. In his name we pray. Amen.
The air I breathe. Cuando llegó el día de Pentecostés, estaban todos unánimes juntos. Y de repente, vino del cielo un estruendo como un viento recio que soplaba, el cual llenó toda la casa donde estaban sentados.
《使徒行传》第二章第三节第四节，又有火焰般的舌头显现出来，分别落在个人的头上，大家都被圣灵充满，得到了圣灵所赐的才能，说起别的语言来。
Dignes bonjuif qui t'a passé quelques jours la ville Jérusalem. C'était mon devoir pour bon Dieu qui t'est sorti dans tout pays sous la terre. Il y a autant de bruyards, il y a quantité là-dedans où il semblait. Il y a tout est saisi en pile, parce qu'il y a tant de monde qui a parlé dans la langue pays de chaque.
Rent får seg av undring, spurte de, men det ikke galileere, alle disse som taler? Hvordan går det så til at vi alle hører de tale på vårt eget morsmål?
Nous sommes Pathé, Midi ou Illimit. Nous habitons la Mésopotamie, la Judée, la Cappadoce, le pont ou la province d'Asie, la Phrygie ou la Pamphylie, l'Égypte ou le territoire de la Libye, près de Cyrène, ou bien nous vivons à Rome, nous sommes juifs de naissance ou par conversion, nous venons de la Grèce ou de l'Arabe, et pourtant, chacun de nous les entend parler dans sa propre langue des choses merveilleuses que Dieu a accomplies.
Da 놀라며 당황하여 서로 이르되 이 어찌 된 일이냐 하며 또 어떤 이들은 조롱하여 이르되 그들이 새 술에 취하였다 하더라.
We have just been blessed with hearing Acts 2, verses 1 through 12 from our brothers and sisters. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly they amazed, "Aren't all those who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own languages. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? But others were jeering and saying, they are full of sweet wine. And from Galatians 5, verses 19 through 26. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Happy Pentecost. I feel this house of worship is filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you? I hope and pray that all of you feel that your home is filled with the Holy Spirit. Years ago, one day, one of my dear friends, who is a congressman, and I, we gathered together and had a dinner together. Can you imagine that? A politician and the pastor got together and had a dinner together. You know, people say there are two topics, two subjects that you don't want to talk about around the dinner table. What are they? Politics and religion. So this politician and the pastor got together and had a dinner together. Yeah, he's my dear friend, and we are having fun. And we asked the question, what's the difference between politics and ministry? What's the difference between politics and ministry? And we talked about a lot of things, and we got to the conclusion: compassion. If I do ministry without compassion, it can be politics. Nothing but just politics. If you do politics with compassion, it can be ministry. If we do this advocacy ministry, you know, Beth and Lynn have just introduced to us, within the compassion for God's people, it can be just, it can be nothing but just a political action. However, if we do this advocacy ministry with compassion, this politically influential action is ministry. Isn't it wonderful? Then why just this ministry? Some of you may ask, isn't it good enough for us, for the church, to do charity ministry? Why just this ministry? Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a small village on the edge of a river. The people were there, good, and the life in the village was good. One day, a villager noticed a baby floating down the river, and the villager quickly jumped into the river and saved the baby in the basket. Next day, the same villager was walking along the river bank and noticed two babies in the river. He called for help, and both babies were rescued. And the following day, four babies were found in the river, and then eight, and more, and still more. The villagers organized themselves quickly, setting up watchtowers and training teams of swimmers who could resist the swift waters and rescue babies. Rescue squads were soon working 24 hours a day. And each day the number of babies floating down the river increased. So villagers organized themselves efficiently. The rescue squads were now snatching many babies each day. Good work, right? Good work. However, one day, somebody raised the question. Where are all these babies coming from? Who is throwing them into the river? Why? Let's organize a team to go upstream and find out the cause of this problem. Another one said, let's go upstream, and if we find out the cause of this, we can stop the problem. Do you see where I'm coming from? It is charity ministry to save the babies and to take care of them. And it is justice ministry to make effort to stop the problem. While God wants us to take care of the impact of problems, God also calls us to do our best to stop the problems. While God wants us to do charity ministries, God calls us for justice ministries as well. For Christians, this justice ministry doesn't mean mere actions done with a sense of justice. If we do justice with just our sense of justice, it can be actions for self-righteousness. And self-righteousness may trigger our harmful ego. And when we act with a harmful ego, we could segregate ourselves from one another. Division. That was what happened while people were building Tower of Babel. B-A-B-L. You know the story? The Tower of Babel. What happened there? The people got created, got so self-centered instead of being God-centered. They wanted to make a name for themselves rather than praising God's name. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 44, the people said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. They are full of humble ego and they ask God out. Somebody said that ego stands for asking God out. I thought it was brilliant. When the people are full of ego and try to make a name for themselves, God confused their languages. Then they couldn't understand each other and they were scattered all over the places. Division. Their harmful ego brought division. While division was what happened when the people were full of ego, what happened when the people are filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost? In short, when the Holy Spirit came upon the people gathered together on the day of Pentecost, they experienced unity. They experienced unity. All the people from various places got together on the day of Pentecost, and when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit enabled them. But interestingly, they heard those other tongues in their own tongues. Verse 8, how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Verse 11, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. While division was what happened when the people were full of ego, unity was what happened when the people were filled with Holy Spirit. Today we are living in the world that is so preoccupied by ego. My privilege is more important than others' dignity. So many of us ignore and even oppress others' dignity in order to get more privileges. The rich get richer by making the poor poorer. It is hard to expect ministry from many politicians because they don't have compassion for the people and they are not interested in our well-being. How sad. And we see this trivial, harmful polarization and division. No wonder. Today God tells us, breathe in my breath of life and breathe it out to others. The first place in the Bible where we can find the word, the Holy Spirit, is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, what? The breath of life. And the man became a living being. The word the breath of life is ruach in Hebrew. In Septuagint, which is the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible, ruach is translated into the word pneuma, which is Holy Spirit. Spirit. This means we need the Holy Spirit to be a living being. We need God's breath of life to be a living being. It is the Holy Spirit who makes us vital and living being. And the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit brings unity when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then how can I know if I am filled with the Holy Spirit? In Galatians chapter 5, the Bible tells us the signs of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In order to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first thing God wants to do is crucify our humble ego and follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our life. Verses 24 and 25, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passion and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the spiritual leading in every part of our lives. Breathe in God's Spirit, the breath of life, and breathe out the fruit of the Holy Spirit to others. In other words, acknowledge God in every part of your life and practice spiritual disciplines in order to crucify your harmful ego. And the Holy Spirit empower you, enable you and empower you to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your daily life. Amen? You cannot do it on your own. I'm desperate for you. I hope that you become desperate for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is able and enable you and empower you to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. As we all do this more and more, this broken world with a serious polarization and division will be healed and will experience the unity the Holy Spirit brings into our lives. Again, breathe in God's Spirit, the breath of life, and breathe out the fruit of the Holy Spirit to others. And we'll experience God heals our broken world with the division, and the Holy Spirit will bring unity into our lives. Let me wrap up today's good news with a quote of Frederick Buechner. Quote unquote, we are living in a gigantic spider web. If you touch it anywhere, you set the whole thing trembling. As we live in this church community and we act with a kindness, perhaps, or with an indifference, or with a hostility toward the people we meet, we also are setting the great spider web a tremble. The life that I touch for good or ill will touch another life. and then in turn another, until who knows where the trembling stops or in what far place and time my touch will be felt. Our lives are linked. No one is an island. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. How to treat your brothers and sisters in Christ in this church community, in this society. If you believe that God is alive, submit yourself to your Lord with a prayer. How powerful, isn't it? What are you going to do with today's good news this week? How will you touch this enormous spider web called the world? A wonderful ministry opportunity is before you. Participate in God's advocacy ministry as the Holy Spirit enables you and empowers you. Yes, breathe in God's Spirit and breathe out the fruit of the Holy Spirit to others. Happy Pentecost. God bless you all. Amen. Let us sing hymn, Sweet, Sweet Spirit, which is found UN hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 334. 334. Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Please arise in spirit and the warring body. Let us sing it out together.
Spirit.
It's time for offering. It's time to count God's blessings. Let us take a moment of silence and count God's blessings that God has given upon us already. Let us take a pause here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, the Bible teaches us this is a way to become a child giver. Count blessings that God has already given to us. That's why we do this. Don't you want to be a child giver? Yes, I do. I do. And let us count the blessings each and every day. Please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Amen. It's the time to pray together. Do we have any written prayer requests from here? If it's your first time to worship with us this morning, I share the prayer request. Come from the chat and from here. After each one, I say, "This is my prayer." And then you may say, "This is our prayer." Andrea Bonar, dear God, I thank you for these people who care so deeply for our earth and the people on it. I pray for my mother, Connie, who has been moved into a higher level of nursing care. This is my prayer. Harold Arthur, prayers for the end of anti-Semitic behavior and peace in Israel and Gaza. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Connie Wilcock, blessing to Betsy and Lynn for sharing from their hearts such passionate messages of advocacy for others. May God touch all of our hearts on this Pentecost with a burning desire to help in whatever way we can those who cannot help themselves or need stronger voices to be heard. This is my prayer. Jocelyn Whitler, prayers for my grandmother and for family friend, who both have been moved to hospice. Our friend is in his 50s, and he and his spouse have two teenage daughters. Prayers for all who love them. This is my prayer. Susan Evans, prayers for my niece and her family as they move to Texas to start a new life. Prayers for me because I'll miss them dearly. This is my prayer. A prayer of thanksgiving for our amazing Dot Wurst, who lives out her faith every day. We wish her a very happy 95th birthday this weekend. Happy birthday, Dot. This is my prayer. And please continue to pray for our brother, John Bigelow, who had a stroke and is struggling. You know, he's recovering very rapidly, but still he needs a lot of prayer. So please continue to pray for John Bigelow and his wife, Elizabeth. And also continue to hold up our brother Rob and his wife, Jane, you know, in your prayers. This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request. Please join me in praying the prayer for justice. Lord God, because Jesus has taught us to trust you in all things, we hold to his word and share his plea. Where nations budget for war, while Christ says, throw away your sword.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Where countries waste food and covet passion, while Christ says, I was hungry, I was thirsty.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Where powerful governments claim their policies are heaven blessed, while scripture states that God helps the powerless.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Where Christians seek the kingdom in the shape of their own church, as if Christ came to build and not to break barriers.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Where our prayers falter, our faith weakens, our light grows dim.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Where Jesus Christ calls us,
kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord God, you have declared that your kingdom is among us. Open our ears to hear it, our hands to serve it, our hearts to hold it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace together with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. It's so great to have you all in this house of worship and also online to worship God together. It's so great to have you here. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for all the worship servants this morning. You know, we celebrate, you know, we decided to use our talents God implanted in us to serve this worship service together. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to know about the Community of Faith at St. Matthew's, and you'd like to get connected with us, please send me an email, pastor@st-matthews.org. You can find my email address on the church website and also in the description part in the YouTube page. And we'd like to get connected with you. We'd like to take the journey together with you. So please send me an email. And we also have a virtual fellowship hour after service. You can find the link in the description on the YouTube page and also on the church website. Church website, please join us together. No password is needed. And we say, Matthews, we just started talking about the summer music festival. Sounds exciting? Yeah? But this time, we are not just planning for an event. We decided, with church council, we decided to take it as a future practice. So everything is up in the air. Everything is uncertain. We didn't talk about the details yet. But rather, we started praying. The church council members started praying for God's inspiration about a month ago. And now I would like to extend that invitation to all of you. All of you. So let us set aside time. It can be a 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, or an hour. But make sure that you set aside time. You make time. Stop giving the leftovers to God, please. Let us stop giving leftovers to God. Let us set aside time and have a consultation with God. You may simply say, God, we would like to have summer music festival with the community. Where can we begin with? Where can we start? It can be a, you know, 4-week program, or it can be the one event. Give us inspiration. It can be a casual way, or it can be in a huge event. Lord, give us inspiration. You are musically talented or not? Lord, do you want me to be part of that? Do you want me to try it out? Look for God's inspiration. Actually, the church council members haven't heard any, felt any strong inspiration for a month. And then we are waiting for God's inspiration. Our goal is not to create another event. Our goal is to grow in our faith together. So this preparation time can be a spiritual practice. Are you following me? Yeah. It's so good to have people in this room so that I can see the feedback here. Good.
Good.
Maybe camera can move. Yes, no. So please join us in praying. It's okay. We may end up not hearing or feeling the inspiration. That's okay. Maybe it's not God's time. But as we pray together, as we discern it with the prayers, we want to grow in our relationship with God. And God will do something about it, regardless of the outcome. So please join me in this process. And I will send you reminders every once in a while. So for the next whole month, set aside time and ask God questions and take pause and try to listen. And reading the Bible can be one of the great ways to listen to God. So I would like to suggest to you and I recommend you to read the 1st and 2nd Corinthians during this time. The 1st and 2nd Corinthians are full of stories of these Christian communities. A lot of realistic matters there. It reflects our life there. So let us read 1st and 2nd Corinthians while we are praying to the Lord. Is it clear? Okay. Glad. Then it'll be on our weekly news, so stay tuned. And but you can start right away today. Please join me together. And we'll experience something beautiful the Holy Spirit makes. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Great. Great. My dear siblings in Christ, now go with the confidence and assurance. We are the people of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is able and powerful to help us to do something beautiful. Produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So now go with assurance and confidence. Breathe in God's Spirit and breathe out the fruit of the Holy Spirit to others. May God bless all of you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us arise in spirit and or in body and bless each other through this song, the blessing song, together.
Okay.
Singing might be prohibited, but making rhythm is never prohibited. Let's just...
And you can stand up and dance around too.
Susan's inviting you to pick up some instruments over in the corner, for anyone who couldn't hear that, and play along.
Okay. Okay, ready? Get up at me. This is walking up music. good idea.
So good.